This is about the visit by a delegation in the 90s to the treaty room right next to, where is it? The Capitol?
Yeah, no, the White House. It's in the Eisenhower building.
Okay.
And that's where the executive branch offices are that cannot fit into the White House.
Okay. So go ahead. Could you reiterate what you just told me as I recorded?
Okay. Well, first of all, I was there to give to the federal government with a delegation of Native Americans, Christian Native Americans, a proclamation of forgiveness to the American government for what they've done to Native Americans, and we forgave them as Christians. Okay? It was put together. We were able to go to the White House to see the president. He wasn't able to meet with us. He sent a representative. It was put together by then Governor Brumbeck from Kansas, I believe. He's now a senator, I believe. Anyhow, we presented the proclamation. The representative to the President of the United States, who was George Bush, the junior, practically wept. He said, I've never been in anything so powerful as this. This is the government official who's in charge of all the White House branches or whatever. He's like over the different White House offices.
Okay, stop at second, please. Can you, please?
Okay. After we had presented the proclamation, they accepted it and handed the sent to the president protocol gifts that went to the White House, the president. Then we said, is there some room we can go in to pray? We, as the delegation, would like to pray. And the guy said, I know a room. It's empty. It's over here. So he takes us into a room with Masonic tile on the floor, black and white. And it looked like Christian symbols. It was a high, high ceiling, Christian symbols. But above that, it looked like Masonic symbols above the Christian symbols. I'm not 100% sure on that, but that's what it appeared to me, particularly with the Masonic tile on the floor, the black and white tile. So then we said, what room is this? They said, oh, this is the treaty room. Well, what do you mean the treaty room? Well, they call it the treaty room because this is where they used to store the Native American treaties. All the Native American treaties were kept in this room. And we said, where are they? They said they removed them and put them in a air-conditioned, climate-controlled space because some of them were on animal skin and they were starting to deteriorate. I said, okay. So then somebody says, well, thank you. And he says, one more thing happened in this room. This is the room where they signed the United Nations into being, in this same room. And we all, as Native Americans, looked at each other and said, oh my God, this is no accident. So we began to pray. We pray that God's will be done. We pray that God would bless the nation. We pray that God would put it on a strong foundation. And so then, after we prayed, one of the gentlemen said, and it was prophetically, we have done our part. We have forgiven the government as Christians. Scripture tells us to do that. Now it's on their heads. What the federal government does with it is up to them. If they act on this forgiveness and look to the broken treaties and all the problems and everything, God will begin to put it right. But if they do not, if they ignore it, it's on their heads. We're free because we forgave, and we leave it at the cross forgiven. That's it.